Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointed Word Ministry. I am just blessed and just stagnated just to be able to come before you this morning and bring forth the Word of God and just knowing that the Lord has spared me once again. Father, I am grateful and I'm thankful. Lord, do not allow me to take anything that you do for me for granted. God, I give you praise for it all. Thank you for traveling grace and mercy up and down danger highways. I am grateful. I am blessed. And I thank you, Lord, for this morning. I thank you. But Lord, this morning, I praise God that you would allow me to speak the word with clarity, understanding, and make it so plain, Father, that a fool could not err. And God, I'm grateful to you this morning for forgiveness of every sin, every iniquity that is surrounding me or in my life. Bless my family. Bless my children. Bless those that are close to me. Keep them safe, Father God. My neighborhood, praise God. My community, praise God. Keep them safe, praise God. Let the blood cover. Praise God, bind Satan from even entering into this domain. Father God, I thank you this morning for this is your day. And allow me to rejoice and be glad in it. Knowing, Father God, that every need has already been met. And I want to say thank you. Thank you once again. Excuse me. I give you praise, glory, and honor. And this morning I would like to say that this program is brought to you by Graham Private Ministries Academy, Graham Private Ministry Academy. You can contact us, praise God, concerning, praise God, we are now taking application. It's a private ministry Christian school that is opening, has opened, and we do take children from K to 8th grade. You may call 3377 and 5948. We'll give you that number again before we close the message. And check and get information concerning this private school where you can take your kids, send your kids to this school without paying. You will not have to pay money. Thank you. You be blessed. God, I just want to go into the Word of God once again. We're coming from Revelation 7:13. Revelation 7:13. And here, praise God, is where we found out that church, this is a church that hell cannot handle. So you mean to tell me there's a church in here? Yeah, you know the devil has a church. You know there's a church of Satan. He has a church as well. But before we go there, we want to get to the meat of the word. Let me explain. Let me give you a little intro about this. Now, before the Lord went to the cross, understand me now, he made a statement concerning the church. The church, Jesus described often, has little remembrance to any of the churches found in the world today. But because if we look at Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, and I say also unto thee, unto you, unto them, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates, more than one, you can get into hell. You can go, they got different gates you can go through, but you're still going to hell. And he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Don't kick against it. It doesn't matter, but don't kick against it, because guess what? You still going to know that you're in hell. He said in this passage, Jesus tells us a little about the character of the church. He's going to build. First, he said that the church is to be built upon him, not them. And Jesus found himself in a foundation of the church. His death, shed his blood, and resurrection from the foundation upon which the church stands. Then Jesus said his church is to be a militant church. Yes, militant church. He said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what it means is the gates are not to offend. It's not offensive. It's not offensive weapons, but they are defensive in nature. The church of Jesus describes, okay? its description was not a body of weak, oppressed people who were sitting around in fear waiting on the next attack of the enemy, the devil. That does describe a lot. Does that describe a lot of churches and a lot of Christians? Instead, the Church of Jesus picture is one that is on the move. It's on the move. The devil don't know where they're going to move next. And they are active in the Lord's work. Did you hear what I said? The Lord's work now. The Lord's work. They're active in God's work. And they are charging the very strongholds of hell itself. Now, we're not doing that here now because we don't even mention the word hell in our services. We don't mention hell in our services, people. We don't even talk about hell. So I know that we're not the church that's on the move and a church, praise God, that's doing the Lord's work. They do not operate on fear, but on faith. But literally, praise the Lord, the church Jesus came to find is a church that hell cannot handle. But Jesus, hallelujah. But you got to understand something, because you guess what? The devil is all up in these churches. He got an important seat in the house. Yes. He beat the saints to church, if you want to say it. He beat them on their job. But today we have read our Lord's letter to the church in Philadelphia. See, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This church has been described in various ways over the years. Many have called it a weak little church. Yes. See, the devil knows. He strategizes on trying to tear up anything has to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to call your attention, praise God, to the fact that all these seven letters to the seven churches, this is the only church that did not receive a rebuke of any, only one, the Church of Philadelphia. Everything he had to say to them was positive. A working church, working for the Lord, not for the pastor. Hello? With that in mind, notice that this is the letter. Jesus, not the church, is the primary focus. This tells us what he had already known in his heart. If Jesus is keeping us at the center of who we are and what we do, we will be glorified. We will be glorified. Mm-hmm. And we will grow as a result. The church is a dime. The building we call the church is dying. And your spiritual church is dying. Hallelujah. It is dying, people. If we make much of him as a church, he will make much of us. But the churches are dying in either way, the spiritual church and the natural church. But this morning, my friend, I would like to spend just a little time with the Lord and to the letter of Philadelphia. In his words to this church, we see a clear picture of the kind of church that hell cannot handle. Hell ain't in the church. It's not even on the premises. If we're going to pick any church as our pattern, let us do this. Let this be the one that we choose. God had nothing to give to them but positive accolades. I want to draw your attention to a word that is used three times in this passage. It is the word behold. Now, when God says behold more than one time, you need to pay attention, give much attention to that word or that aspect. And it is used in verses 8 and 9 and 11. By using the word, Jesus is calling the church to make some observations. He's telling them, look. Pay attention. Look. Pay attention. Pay attention. That's what he's saying. And here you see, praise God, that he's telling the people, I need you to pay attention, do some observations, that the Lord wants the church at Philadelphia to be considered. You have to understand something. The Lord makes it plain for us. It's up to us to follow the rules and the instructions. These observations that he would like for Gilgal Baptist Church or Gilgal Baptist Church or Mount Zion or Pentecostal roll call, however, my God. He said, I would think you want to be a church that hell can't handle. In those verses, he tells us, shows us to be kind, the kind of church. Let's make these observations together right now. Because the churches that we did, would you go to church and do the same thing every day, every service, roll call, not roll call. Okay, you take up the offer. You say you preach about 7 minutes and it's over. No invitation. No soul searching for the sinners. Hello from somebody. The first, praise God, we hold it gives us the attention to be drawn to. We're drawn to, praise God, the certain opportunity the Lord has made available to this church. By the way, these are the same opportunities available to every church, praise God, in the universe today. They will need to walk in his will, not your will, but the will of God. Our churches are dying because they're trying to do our will, not God's will. Praise God. In verse 7 through 8, it says the character of our master. Jesus come to this church, and he revealed himself as one that controls everything. But no, we don't have that in our churches today because the same thing, the same program is done every time we go into the house of the Lord. Hey, God, he both shot. Yes, he reveals himself as one is in control of everything. He reminds them, praise God, that he is to be focused on. Focus on me and their faith. And he hover around with the wheel of their service in turns. Hover. Now, we didn't say go in there on a hoverboard. No, he's not hovering in no church. The personality, he is holy and he is true. There is no sin. Well, if we're going to do that, we got to get that sinful corner. You know, the one that sin come in and sit over to the left, and he watched it, and he amen right with you guys on the right. Yes. He was saying now, what he said to that, he said, you got to be holy. You got to be true. You cannot be. Don't let the devil, the sin, be deceitful to you. Don't let the sin, praise God, cause you to fall short of God's glory. That's what he's saying. See, no sin, and there is no deception in the Lord. He is all he claims to be, and his motives are always pure. Jesus Christ is the dependable one. But you got to see, you got to, first of all, praise God, we got to go into these churches and get sin out. Sin got a session in the church, and they out amen, y'all. Yes. The word ain't even strong enough to run the sin at the church. It's getting bigger than the congregation. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he rose up. And his power, Jesus destroyed. He is described as holding the key of David. This is a reference to Isaiah, hallelujah, 22, where a faithful man was named the steward of King Hezekiah. He was given the key of David. Oh, and this referred to the fact that El King has access to all. He had access to all. To all, praise God. Not some. He had access to all the riches that belonged to David, to King David. But the Old Testament passage illustrates the illustration of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a faithful administrator of the riches of the kingdom of his Father. This reminds us, praise God, that he has the power to meet the needs of his church as he leads them through the ministry. He has given them. He will be faithful to provide all they need to do the job. Call them too. If he calls you, he predestinates you. He will fulfill your needs. He will fulfill the need that you need to get the job done. But you got to understand the reason some of our churches are having so much problems, God didn't call you. You just got up and went. Hey, God, you both shot. That's what he said. I didn't call some of them. They just got up and they went. And since he has the key, he has the power to open and close doors as he sees fit. The bottom line of all of this, that Jesus is in control of the church, or Jesus should be in control of the church. Hallelujah. He is in charge of seeing that her needs are met, and there he says her. It's like a woman, take care of her. Her needs are met, and he's in charge of the direction that ministry takes. Hallelujah. Jesus is to be what enthroned as recognized as the head of the church, people, not the pastor. Jesus is the head of the church. We got him at the bottom when he should be at the top. His perception, he tells them in verses 8 that he knows their works. Yes. That is, he know everything that they are doing and how they are doing it and what their motives are for doing it. He know, praise God, when they use the open door he has set before them, and he knows, praise God, you can't get none past him, and he know when you keep pushing on the doors he has for them. He know all there is to know about you and the church. Ah, God, Ibosha, Kaleo Salaka. Thank you, Jesus. He said in verses 8 as well, the call of our mission. Jesus now moves to tell them that he has given them an open door of opportunity to minister. Wait a minute. To minister in their world. What minister? They don't go out no more. The pastor don't go out in no world no more. No, they don't even go to the hospital no more. You get well, you can't help visiting the sick. You know, the Bible says, if you're sick, call upon the elders and they'll pray for you. Call them whatever. They ain't got time. They don't even have a sick list no more to go on. They don't even do it anymore. The Lord called them to represent his name in the day, and he went out before them and paved the way. That's what I'm saying. He paved the way for their success. We're not successful in our churches because we're not doing it the way the Lord say do it. We're doing it what we want to do, what we think is right. We figure it's okay because it's still okay. Wrong. He has left a roadmap for us and paved it to wait for the church success. Yet, my friend, he has done the same thing that he did in those days. He's doing it for us today. The church was not founded by the Lord without reason. He allowed this church to be born for a purpose, and that purpose had not changed, nor has it been fully realized. God has given that church, which we was talking about, the church, which is even if it's Mount Zion, if it's Gilgal, whatever it is, the church an open door of opportunity. And in this world, and our duty is to find out what it is and go through it by faith. We just do it. No, our purpose of the church is to raise money. You want to do a pastor's anniversary. That's an anniversary for what? That's his job. That's what God called him to do. Why you got to pay his? Why you got to pay him to my anniversary? Foolishness. Missionary day. Pastor's anniversary. Oh, we're gonna dedicate what? All that foolishness in the house of God while souls are sitting inside dying daily. I don't hear God saying nothing about a pastor's anniversary here. I don't hear God saying nothing about a missionary day here. The Lord Jesus is in control of all the doors of our life. Notice how, praise God, he moved in the life of Paul. Praise God in Acts 16 and 6 through 10. All the doors of God are a blessing. I got to give you something for what? God is your, he's your boss. Then when that happens, we often become confused and try to push that door open ourselves. Anything to bring a dollar in the house of God. Come on, people. So we see doors slammed and shut before us. And when that happens, we often become confused and try to push the door open ourselves. We need to understand that the truth, that when the Lord closes a door in our lives, he is actually involving it. He's involved in what we are doing, and he is merely going to lead us in another direction where we have opened a door for us. It would, praise God, do us well if we learn to praise God for both the open door and the closed door. Church. But we can't be the church that hell can't handle, because hell is in our church. The consistency of the ministry. Hallelujah. Another opportunity these people possess when the consistency with which they carry out their ministry. Two through a mention here. Our weaknesses in the church, these people are described as possessing a little strength. Oh, ye of little faith. Remember what Jesus said. Remember, hallelujah. Remember what Jesus said. He said it, praise God, to the church in Sardis. They had the reputation of being strong. But he said they were dead. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. The church was strong, but it was dead. The church in Laodicea. Though they were powerful and needed nothing, yet Jesus told them that they make him sick. They're sick. The things you do, you make me sick. Yet Jesus told them that he make them sick. 3:16, Revelation. Yet this church, which was probably small in size and poor in financial realm, is destroyed. Ah, God. They're destroyed. Do not despise, the day of small beginnings. They were described as having a little strength, while this church was weak in the eyes of men. Hallelujah. And in their own eyes as well, their weakness was, in fact, their greatest strength. Jesus tells us that our weakness forces a great dependence upon him. And the result is heaven's power, loving in and through us in 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. Our willingness, as Jesus continued to speak. See, we got this thing wrong. We've been running this race wrong all the time. As Jesus continued to speak to his church, he addressed two characteristics that possessed that made them strong in the midst of their weakness. They kept his word. Huh? They kept his word. Wasn't a word for your liking, but it's a word of God that will keep them strong. And the word to observe, praise God. And in these churches, hallelujah, in this church, this one, this church God he's talking about. In this church, God was able, praise God, to speak about this church because the characteristic of this church. This church honored the word of God. Nothing got before the word of God. This church didn't do programs to try to enhance whatever. Because what God gave them, he provided enough, praise God, for them to have and to do what they had to do. Little as much when God is in it. They gave it a high place in their church and their lives. Hello, hello. And when the Bible spoke, They listened and obeyed without observation and reservation. My friend, the Bible is the word of God. We've gotten away from that. Nobody preaches from the word in the mold. They preach from the tablets now. You ain't got to get no Bible. You just bring your tablets to church. That's what you do. You've gotten away from that. Fingertip. Mm-hmm. And he said, this blessed old book is under attack. Yes, sir. It's under attack. It's so under attack right now, they want to take it out your hand. They want to take it away from you, and eventually they will. That's why David said, put the word of God in your heart. Father God, place your word in my heart, Father, that I can always have it. And help me, Father, as I place it. Help me not to sin against it, but give it to me, Father, in my spiritual heart. Give it to me, because they are going to take these Bibles out of your hand. Out of your home. And if you don't have it in you, woe be unto you. Yes, the book now is under attack. In our days, and many have left the word of God behind. Hello, somebody. The word of God means nothing. You walk into people now and talk about the word, I don't want to hear that. I ain't got time for that. Okay, then, it's okay. I'm okay with that. He said, in that day, many have left the word of God behind. However, for a church to be strong in the Lord, the Bible must be that church's marching orders. Hallelujah. People who want to be blessed, listen to me carefully. I'm trying to make it plain. I want to make it plain. For a church that wants to be blessed will be a people who will honor the word of God when it is read. and preach to them. The Bible says, how can you preach if you haven't been sent? And how can you hear without a preacher? Well, ain't nobody preaching no more, so they ain't hearing. They're not listening. People are doing their own thing now. There's no word to teach to make anybody feel condemned. The word comes to condemn you, to get you right. How are we doing when it comes to keeping his word? What are we doing? What are you doing? Saints are doing what the world is doing. They're doing what the world is doing. The world is doing it, and they're doing it. Hallelujah. They kept his name. They were not ashamed to be identified with the name of Jesus. Some of us don't even want people to know we know Jesus. You talk, show, flow. You don't want to say, hallelujah. No. And they have gotten in that, praise God, for you to even get out on the street to preach the word. You better have a license. And then they will still arrest you if they feel they don't like what you're saying. You better act like you know. You're being arrested. Saints are being arrested and jailed. And some even killed for even mentioning the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, and he said this, he said, and they were not ashamed to exalt him and allow him to be the focus of their worship and their lives. As long as Jesus Christ is the center of the church, her works, her worship, and all she does, that church will be blessed. We're living in a day, praise God, when many are turned away from the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, don't say Jesus. Don't say Jesus, you better not say it. You better say the man upstairs or just the man. I just wanted to remind you, my friend, that he is the reason we are here today. He is why those who are saved will not go to hell. He is the purpose of us being here today. May he always be the focus. May always we have the focus of Jesus. I mean, Jesus, Yahshua. Praise God. But let that name never be raised high. Let it forever be raised high in the place. If we will make him our God, we will make us his people. If we will make much of him, he will draw all men unto him. That's what he said. That's word. Now we can praise God and think about this opportunity. When the one said, why the church possesses many opportunities, also the faith that no one is on their side. At the name of Jesus, every demon got to flee. Every demon got to flee. The enemies got to flee. The devil got to go. Evil got to go. Witchcraft got to go. Sickness got to go. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Eko Shabaya. However, the Lord promise us, them that are enemies will one day bow in submission to the Lord. Because he said, at the name of Jesus, every demon must flee. We're talking about a church that hell cannot handle. But I want to let you know today, hell can handle a lot of these around here because there ain't no power. The anointing is not, the anointing, no anointing. I heard the word say the anointing is what breaks the yoke. Well, ain't nothing being broken because guess what? There is no anointing. People go in the church sick and they come out the church sick. And since this is true, I call to this church today to remain faithful and to task. Stay the course. Keep his word. Keep his name. He has promised to see us through. Hell will have a hard time with us when we walk in his power, in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in our churches, both churches, your natural church and your spiritual church. Your body is a temple, your spiritual church. The Lord is sending judgment on those who have denied his name. But he promised to protect his children, hallelujah, from any awful time. We thank God we have the promise of his coming. We have the promise of his coming. Don't try to be like everybody else in their church. We are obligated to work for the Lord. We are obligated. His word and his name. We are to continue to walk through the doors he is opening for us until he comes. they are to give to God their reward so that there will be crowns to cast on that day at his feet, Revelation 4 and 10. We thank God this morning, praise God, for the church that hell cannot handle. Let the church take good inventory. We don't take inventory of no church. Mm-mm. You take inventory of those books, though, those account books. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Of course, of course. We take advantage of that. We make sure we keep up inventory of that. And I'm closing, praise God. He said this. Let the church take good inventory of where we are today. We need to be sure that we are continuing on the thing the Lord has called us to do until he comes for us. It is not, are you listening to me? It is not the time to quit. It is not the time to slow down. It is not the time to let someone else do it for you. It is not the time to go on in the work of the Lord knowing, praise God, what your motives are. Hallelujah, and they're not a good motive. It is time to continue in the thing that make us what we are and hard praying, and not that, but always pray. Pray constantly. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, people, pray. And obedience, in obedience, and faith, faith that God has given us. He's given every man a measure of faith. Witness and love, let us continue to carry out until we are carried up. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, because we need to work, at a church that hell cannot handle. Not one we can go in there and jump and shout and come out and go right out and do the same dirty, nasty things you were doing before you got there and go back right into the sin you left. Hallelujah. We're obligated to worship a true and a living God. Praise God in the faithfulness. Praise God to worship him, being faithful in his obedience to the work of the Lord. And what he tells them is designed to strengthen them in their resolution to continue working for him, not for the man, but for him. Hallelujah. Play, people, listen. God is coming back for a church without spots or wrinkles. Hallelujah. Not just the physical, because that's not, but your spiritual man, the spirit man. He's coming back for that. Examine ourselves. Let us examine ourselves to make sure that we are washing in the hyssop of his word. Father, I thank you today. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I bless your name today. And Father, throughout today, allow the Lord, praise God, to hear his word, to take it in, praise God. Let it not fall on stony ground, but let it fall on grounds, praise God, where it will grow and they will know they're not trying to impress man, but impress God. Thank you. Thank you. And God, I bless your name today. I bless you for you are worthy. You are worthy to be worshiped and to be praised. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Love him. Love him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. The phone number, praise God, I will give it to you after this message. I'm sorry, but it's 402-337-5948. Graham Private Ministries Academy. You be blessed. You be blessed.